The statistics aren't in yet for 2020, but in 2019, the number of births in Japan tumbled nearly 6% to a record low of about 865,000. The numbers are also dropping for marriages. In the past 20 years, they've fallen by 200,000. For years, Japan's government has tried various approaches to reverse both trends, and in the new year, it has some new proposals to better connect couples using artificial intelligence. Several Japanese prefectural governments have tried rudimentary AI systems as matchmakers, pairing couples on simple levels like age and income. But a new program will go deeper, including a consideration of hobbies and values. The Yomiuri Shimbun reports the national government is willing to pick up most of the tab for that, up to nearly $20 million overall. Critics say the money could be better spent elsewhere to achieve the goals of increasing couplehood in Japan. The BBC quotes an anthropologist who says a more direct route might be to steer artificial intelligence research toward tasks involving childcare or housework. Still, those with a romantic predilection note that AI can be pronounced as ai, the Japanese word for love. With the Asia Minute, Bill Dorman, Hawaii Public Radio.